The third point, in a way, follows on from that. Realize that you are up against it. Realize that you are up against it. Well, perhaps you don't need reminding of this. But I mean up against it in a rather specific sort of sense. I don't mean up against it in the sense that you're short of money or that children can be difficult or that you have sleepless nights. You're up against the world. In the broadest sense. World in the sense of samsara. You're not just a parent. You're a Buddhist. And being a Buddhist and being a parent, you're trying, as I said before, to apply your Buddhist principles in your life. You're trying to relate to your children, to bring up your children in accordance with Buddhist principles. But those principles are not acknowledged in the outside world. They are far from acknowledged. You are saying one thing, as it were, communicating one thing to your child. The world is usually communicating something very different, even quite opposite, quite contrary. So you have to bear this in mind. In a sense, you are fighting this all of the time. Because you're fighting it all the time in your own life too. But more specifically, you're fighting it in connection with the bringing up of your child. It's probably quite a question, the extent to which the child, especially the very young child, should be shielded from outside influences. Perhaps we'll be going into that this afternoon. You can't shield the child completely, but at least you have to realize that in trying to bring up your child in accordance with Buddhist principles, you really are up against it. Because the outside world, consciously or unconsciously, intentionally or unintentionally, is having all the time, or trying to have, a quite different influence, a different kind of influence on your child, as well as on you. So that's the third point. Realize that you are up against it. In this particular respect, you're fighting a sort of battle. In fact, you're fighting a war. So I'll say no more about that.